702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Odison.
7 to 7, and this Africa Report is brought to you by SAA, connecting Africa one flight at a time. Now flying to Perth in Australia. Crystal Odison, always a pleasure to chat to you about stories from the continent. Let's start at the Horn of Africa. Somalia expelling Ethiopia's ambassador and also closing two consulates. Is this a worry, and could it lead to an escalation of tension?
Yes, good morning, Bongani. And we should be worried about it because they are two major countries in the Horn of Africa. There's been some instability, and the continent cannot afford it. And I often wonder, Bongani, when I, try to analyze these stories, often we know there's history, we know there's context, but I often also just think there's egos. So what's at play here, Bongani? Now, earlier this year, Ethiopia signed some form of agreement, an MOU with
Crystal. I think we've lost you there for a second. Are you there? Well, I think Crystal's audio has completely cut. There we go. Crystal, we lost you for a huge chunk of that. Let's go back to the MOU that was signed. Let's pick it up from there.
Yes. Okay, and so this MOU between Ethiopia and Somaliland allows for Ethiopia to have access to the very lucrative Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. It will give them access to a port, which of course is a major game changer. But the challenge here is, Bongani, we know that Somaliland is not recognized by anyone. In fact, no one recognizes Somaliland, which is this breakaway region, and that's at the heart of the issue. Somalia is saying, Ethiopia, what are you trying to do here? I know you want access to a port, but this is not the way to do it. And of course, this is also an issue for the African Union, because once you start recognizing a breakaway from a country, Bongani, it just creates all sorts of challenges. I think Ethiopia is still determined to have access to a port, and I don't think this issue between Somalia and Ethiopia is going to end anytime soon. So what we have now is this tit for tat. I expel your ambassador, you expel mine, we don't talk to each other. But this is then how things start unraveling. And so I really do hope that there's some diplomatic intervention here. But I also just get the sense, Bongani, given the state of the economy in Ethiopia, and we've spoken about it, Ethiopia is really desperate to have access to a port so that it can export, and also somehow it feels it can move the economy in this way.
Gosh, and so many issues there when you think of the region, Eritrea, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Somalia, and the fights that have happened over some time. Let's hope sense prevails and that the egos perhaps are diminished. Let's stay not too far from there. Let's move now to the DRC. Four more SADC troops killed in fights there. And of course, this is as President Ramaphosa and Kagame met in Rwanda at the commemoration of the genocide there this past weekend. What's the latest? Are we finding our way with Kigali?
I think we are slowly finding our way, but on the ground, the SADC troops, obviously, they're having a very different experience with these Tanzanian troops killed, and also a South African died, but not related to this incident. Yesterday, the SADC troops actually held a memorial service for their fallen comrades. And so we've spoken about this, Bongani, and I do think the body count, unfortunately, is going to rise as we have SADC troops in that volatile East Congo. We know that it's hostile territory, and the mandate of this SADC troops is to neutralize the rebel group. So that means that it's basically shoot to kill. And so this is ongoing. And this, the announcement of this, the deaths of these soldiers actually was a day after South Africa and Rwanda met on the sidelines of that commemoration. We had a closed-door three-hour meeting between Paul Kagame and Cyril Ramaphosa. And Ramaphosa was very frank. He said, look, this relationship hasn't been the greatest. There's really been challenges. And that challenges actually go back to 2013, Bongani. Who can forget that assassination of a senior Rwandese intelligence chief in Stanton? South Africa is still convinced that Rwanda ordered that assassinations. And so that's why we've actually not had, that's one of the reasons, Bongani, the strained relations. And then, of course, we know that Rwanda actually went to the UN Security Council and said that they should not fund the SADC troops because they still believe that there's elements with in the Congo, in the East especially, that is hostile towards Rwanda. And all of this, Bongani, is really complicating things, because what we have now is, on a daily basis, SADC troops are under fire. They don't know, because M23 has very sophisticated weaponry, and they're simply on the assault. And we know that Rwanda has denied supporting the M23, but there's credible evidence from UN, different UN agencies, that does show there is some support. So one can only hope that Cyril Ramaphosa used his charm meeting with Kagame in Kigali to iron out the major issues, because I think that is one way. If you have leaders start talking to each other, finding a middle way, I do think, one can only hope that the talks that they and this meeting that they had will lead to something more.
Yeah, who can forget that story? He was killed in a hotel in Sandton, just around the corner from where we are broadcasting all those years ago. But of course, diplomatic relations between Kigali and Pretoria working out is something that I think will be good for the continent at large. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.